From the Book of Psalms, Psalm 105, one of the historical psalms in the Bible, one of the psalms that speaks of the mighty acts of God, a psalm of praise for the deliverance and miracles of God for the children of Israel. Psalm 105 speaks of praising the Lord for his mighty works. Psalm 105 speaks of deliverance for Abraham, the mighty acts of God during the time of Joseph, the mighty acts of God during the time of Moses and Aaron. Psalm 105 also speaks of the deliverance of the children of Israel in the land of Egypt. But how interesting it is, at the end of the psalm, it says in verses 43 through 45, "He brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness, gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord." Here we see, after the great deliverance of Israel and the patriarchs in Psalm 105, he gives them an inheritance and he gives them an admonition that they might observe his statutes, keep his laws. When individuals are saved today, when individuals are delivered and God brings them out of their misery, he does not do it so individuals can rest on their blessed assurance and begin to procrastinate and allow time to go by. God delivers us and saves us, redeems us for his glory, that we might glorify his name, observe his laws, and do the work of the Lord. Individuals today that are redeemed and saved should be living for the Lord. In their homes, parents should be raising their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Christians, employees should be the best on their job, being an example to others. Individuals should be presenting their bodies a living sacrifice. God delivered us and redeemed us and saved us for reasons, not for us to rest and allow time to go by, but to serve him and glorify him, to open our mouth and tell others the goodness of the Lord, the glory of God, his mercy, his grace, his loving kindness. When was the last time we visited the sick and shut-in? When was the last time we visited a burn center to those who are suffering? When was the last time we fed the homeless, clothed the naked, gave a cup of cold water to those who are thirsty? When was the last time we supported the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ? For the Bible says we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, that we are living epistles. Individuals, before they read this Bible before us, they're going to read our Bible, our life. Scripture states in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Scripture teaches to occupy until the Lord comes. Scripture teaches the harvest is plenty and the laborers are few. Christians today were saved, delivered, healed for us to open our mouth and tell others the goodness of the Lord and to draw others to the Lord Jesus Christ with our life. We are a special people set aside that God may use our feet, use our hands, and use our mouth for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the glory of God.
thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.